Listening Library presents The Henna Wars by Adiba Jagirdar. Read for you by Priya Ayar. 1. I decide to come out to my parents at Sunny Apu's engagement party. Not because of Sunny Apu and her groom, or the buzz of the wedding in the air, and not because everything about a Bengali wedding is so palpably heterosexual that it's almost nauseating. I decide to come out because of the way Ummu and Abu look at Sunny Apu, with a mixture of pride and love and longing. It isn't directed at Sunny Apu at all, really. It's directed at the future, at our futures, mine and Preeti's. I can almost see Ummu and Abu stitching it together in their heads. Castles in the air, made of deep red wedding sari dreams, and lined with thick gold wedding jewelry aspirations. I've never thought of my parents as traditionalists before this. I'd seen them as pioneers, people who made things happen, even when those things might seem impossible. They'd broken rigid tradition and have what Bengalis call a love marriage. Though they've never told us the story, I always imagine a movie moment meeting, exactly like in a Bollywood movie. Their eyes meet across a crowded room, maybe at a wedding of distant relatives. Ummu's in a sari, Abu in a sherwani. Suddenly, a song starts in the background, something romantic but upbeat. My parents' love marriage is one of the reasons they work so well here, despite the lack of family and support. Without anything, really. They uprooted their lives one day to come to